96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Primetime Newsmaker today is brought to you by Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
Hey, VOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 3rd of February. 10 degrees, wind chill is zero, and we are very pleased to be joined on our Primetime Newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Kayla Mock and Kat Dorcas to preview, the February 1st Friday Art Walk in downtown Emporia. Kayla, good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Doing good today. Doing good. Kat, hello.
Good morning.
Good to have you both with us on a little chilly Friday morning, but hey, you know, it's not going to be that bad as we're warming up to near 40 today, so it's not going to be, I guess, that frigid of a first Friday art walk. Right, Kayla? We're okay?
Yeah, we're good.
We're good. All right. Yeah. Well, let's see. Art walk tonight, 5 o'clock start time. What are we looking at? Where is your featured venue here tonight?
Our presenting venue this month is TM Eats. And they are featuring Zoe Gillis, and she has a beautiful printmaking show that will be up for at least a month.
Okay, and that's at, 11 East 6th, I guess, in downtown Emporia. As we mentioned, things will start at 5, so Kayla, good numbers here this month?
Yes, we have 17 venues this month, which is up significantly from the 8 that we had in January. We're pretty excited. We've got a wide variety of mediums this month. We've got jewelry, wood burning, fiber arts, photography, lots of paintings, and we have 3 local authors on the art walk this month. Wide variety.
No doubt about that. Well, Kat, where will we be on the art walk route here tonight?
All right. Are you ready for this list? It's long.
Let her rip.
All right. Michelle Parkman will be at Vault Meats and Cheeses, and you also get $10, 10% off any purchase, and EFF Savory Rolls by Chad the Breadman will be there. Annalie Nishman at the Social Innovation Laboratory. Emily and Barb Say at Plum Bazaar. Jamie Callen at Main Street Axe Company. Lexi Horsch at L&L Pets. And you receive 10% off any purchase there for the evening. Olive McDonald at Mike's Attic. Mackenzie Cesarez at Crimson Purpose Photography. And ask about photography mini Valentine's sessions there. Michelle Voth at Gravel City Roasters. 10% off any purchase, which it might be a good night for some coffee. Stephanie Alanez will have her exhibit at Trox Gallery and Gifts. And it's BOGO EFF and Trox T-shirts there. Leon Morrow will have his exhibit up at Mulready's Pub and receive a dollar off your first drink or beer there. Rhonda Denny will be at the Sweet Granada, 10% off any sweet purchase there. Mike Graves will be at Granada Coffee Company with his books and 10% off any drinks or retail. Jamie Brigham will have her exhibit at Emporia Arts Center. They'll also be having a Valentine's Day card art project from 5 to 7 and a BOGO buy an adult ticket and get a youth ticket for free during the evening. And then St. Andrew's Episcopal Church will have 3 things to go see. So that's a must-see venue. Tommy Boyce with her watercolors, Eric Murphy, live music, and Renegade Cupcakes with something delightful.
Always something delightful there, yeah.
Exactly, exactly. Hunter Smith will be at the Dusty Trail Gift Shop, and if you buy one of Hunter's books, you'll get 20% off anything in the shop. And Laura Sheaving will be at The Style, and they are offering 20% off any mid-century modern item. And that's it.
Are you sure? That's all?
I think so.
Take a breath. I'm done.
Yeah.
Wow. So
we could probably try to add a few more this morning.
I bet you could. You could pull that off, Kayla. I'm sure you could. Well, that is a robust list on the first Friday Art Walk coming up starting at 5 p.m. So, again, tell us about how it all works, Kayla.
Well, any of those 17 venues will have a stack of passports waiting for you, so you can get started at 5 o'clock, pick up your passport at any of the venues. The passport's going to tell you basically everything we just said, the venue, the artist, the special that the venue is offering, and then also their address. So you just go around to, you have to go to Chiamitz and seven featured venues in order to be entered to win the prize from Chiamitz. Additionally, if you go to every single venue, you are entered into a drawing to win a $50 Emporia Main Street gift certificate. So then at the end of the night, you can leave your passport at Chiamitz, Dusty Trail, Vault, or Mulready's, and then at 9:30 we will do a drawing for the prizes.
Well, obviously looking like another exciting night in downtown Emporia, Kayla. And, you know, as you guys get set for the start of the Art Walk here tonight, I did want to talk to you a little bit. Last time we spoke to you guys in December, and when we did, you kind of talked a little bit about the Emporia Community Art Alliance, you know, and I wanted to touch base with you on that real fast since we have you here. How are things going in terms of kind of getting that coalition going?
Really, really well. The city allocated $20,000 for us for our first year, and we are fielding proposals from the committee, and I think that we have like some really solid projects that we have coming up. The next time that we meet in February, we will be voting on those projects, and then we're going to get going. Like as soon as the spring hits and the weather's good enough for us to get outside and start working on some of those projects, you're going to see some cool stuff happening in Emporia.
Big news coming, I am sure, from the Art Alliance. Well, what a nice list on the First Friday Art Walk coming up tonight, starting at 5 o'clock. All kinds of great venues, all kinds of great artists, and discounts at all the venues that will be a part of the First Friday Art Walk tonight. Anything else we need to add here, Kat?
I think we'd like to thank our platinum sponsors, Mary and Brock Kretzinger, for sponsoring February's Art Walk.
Thank you much.
We love those Kretzingers.
All right, Kat, thanks. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, Kayla, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. Thanks, guys.
That is Kat Dorcas and Kayla Mock, Emporia's First Friday Art Walk tonight. Yes, indeed. 15-plus on the venue list here tonight. 727. Wow. Yeah, no kidding. It is 10 degrees, a wind chill of zero. And our primetime newsmaker brought to you this morning by our good friends at the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. It's 727.
Hi, this is Kim with the Sweet Granada. What could be better than love and chocolate? We filled the shop with decadent treats, fudge, and sweets for Valentine's Day. There's no better way to say I love you than with chocolate. Come visit us in store. The sweets are stacked and the smells are free. Sugar Highs and Smiles since 2004. It's the Sweet Granada, 803 Commercial in downtown Emporia.
Capital Federal will always be here for you, so you can be you. For that quick check of your money market balance on the TrueBlue online app to see if your direct deposit went through.